and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Full access. Let's talk about full access today. We're talking about believers who are scattered all over the Asia Minor, and most of them were struggling with persecution and hardships. Their circumstances are just packed with pressure cooker type of pain and dilemma, and some of them are giving up on their faith. Some of them, they actively just gave up. Some of them are more of neglect. Some of them are not even practicing what they're supposed to practice, and they just ended up just drifting away from a relationship with the Lord. Now, some are wondering about, maybe this is the reason, are my circumstances, my situation, the persecution I've been going through, this might be the reason why I'm having this problem with my confidence in coming before the Lord. And they realize it's not about your circumstance, but it's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the writer, the anonymous writer of Hebrews, decided to point out this full access we have simply because of what Christ has done and the sacrifice that He has accomplished on the cross. Verse 19 says, "Therefore, brothers," he's talking to the brothers, "since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus Christ," you see, because of the sacrifice that Christ had offered for man to be reconciled to God through the shedding of His blood, "now we enter into His holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new living way that He has opened for us through the curtain that is through His flesh." His body was broken for us. And so therefore, because of this, now we're given access into a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, every time they would sacrifice an animal, only once a year, a high priest would be given an assignment that they've been waiting for within that year. And this perfect high priest has to come in and offer for his own sin and the sin of the people in order for him to have access to the presence of God. What we're talking about here is because of the blood of Jesus, now we're given access. Yes, you and I are given unlimited access into the presence of God. And so here are three realities I've discovered. You know, the word "let us" in the entire book of Hebrews was mentioned 14 times, 1-4. Let us. The challenge to ask friends and the community, the exhortation to come together, was the word "let us" was mentioned 14 times. At least in our text, it was mentioned 3 times. And I'm going to just naturally subdivide it according to this word "let us" mentioned 3 times here. So the first one is basically the first biblical reality given to remain faithful as a redeemed people of God is, number one, because of Christ's sacrifice, we are accepted through faith. Because of His sacrifice, we are now accepted through faith. Verse 22, it says, "Let us draw near with true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." It's talking about baptism here. But the idea of "let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith" is so clear. We can now be drawn near to the Lord. Why? Because the several issues have been settled. Why we can draw near before the Lord? The problem of access to God had been settled. It's not going to be just once a year that you have to wait. There is now an unlimited access, not just unlimited, that you can come to the throne of God any time of the day, but it is full access, unlimited, coming in to the presence of God. The issue of perfect high priests. You have to have a perfect high priest in order that you be able to enter into the presence of God only once a year by having a perfect. If the high priest wasn't perfect, he would be pulled away from the temple. There's that rope tied to his ankle, and they hear him not making sounds anymore. They'll pull his body, out from that sanctuary. But now we had the perfect high priest, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, we can now draw near. Not only that, the problem of moral and spiritual pollution had been settled. The issue of sin had been settled, covered by the blood of Christ. So I say, and the author is saying, let us draw near with the full assurance of faith. What is the reality that we have to face, that we have to believe here? Because of Christ's sacrifice, we are accepted through faith. We can enter. The second reality that we need to see here, that the author is trying to ask us, is found in verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Because of Christ's faithfulness, we are anchored in hope. There's that idea of the hope that Christ has given us, and he had given this promise, and because of that, we don't have to be wavering between two opinions. For the steadfastness in faith, Christians are called to persevere in their faith. Remember, in this book of Hebrews, that's why it was written, is that the author wrote this to encourage the Jewish Christians not to give up on their faith, not to neglect on their faith. And so therefore, he wrote it to encourage them, draw near. The issue is not your persecution. The issue is not the lack. The issue is not all these external circumstances you're experiencing, but the issue is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has solved that issue already through his blood. So draw near to him. Hold fast. Don't give in. Don't give up. Persevere in your faith. And I congratulate each one of you watching this right now. I mean, just the last 2 years of testing of faith, testing of our health, testing of facing fear on a daily basis. And you are here today, and the Lord had proven himself faithful to you and I. I understand some of us, we've lost a loved one. We've lost a relative. We've lost some of us, we've even lost our confidence. But the Lord is telling us today, hold fast to the promise, to the hope that God has put in your heart. For he who promised is faithful. The third reality is not just that because Christ's sacrifice, we're accepted through faith, but he's saying because of Christ's faithfulness, we're anchored in hope. And the last one, because of Christ's return, we are admonishing one another with love. Look at verse 24. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. If you've noticed in verse 22, it mentioned faith. Verse 23, it mentioned hope. Now in verse 24, it mentioned love, that we may stir one another to love and good works. And how can that happen? Can we stir one another through love and good works through online? Yes. Can we steer one another to love and good deeds through Zoom, through a chat, through a text? It could be. But look at verse 25. Not neglecting to meet together, as in the habit of some. Other people had the habit of not meeting together anymore. They have isolated themselves. The reason why the enemy is not able to attack us is because we are in a flock. We are together. Sometimes it'd be easier to attack a sheep when the sheep is isolated from the flock. You would not want to be isolated from the flock. Let us come together as some are in the habit of doing. There's nothing like meeting together face to face in a community of God's people. Yes, with protocols. Yes, with wisdom. And yet, there's nothing like seeing somebody worship the Lord, not in front of a screen, but nothing like meeting together face to face. Yes, with a face mask, but nevertheless, physically, we're together. One thing we've learned from this pandemic is the isolation, wanting people to be isolated from one another, even within a family setting. And yet the Lord is showing us the power of togetherness and is stirring up one another to love and good works. In other words, not forgetting the demonstration of that love, not forgetting mission. So this is the exhortation. Because of Christ's return, we are admonished one another with love. As I end today, and we're going to come back and sing again, I'd like to say this. Through Christ's sacrifice, we have been blessed with an unshakable faith, unwavering hope, and unfading love to fulfill His mission in the world. I want us to know that in the middle of all this, there are people out there who are longing to hear the message that God has put into your heart. And it's not just a message that's been passed down to you, but it's the message that has transformed your life. And now the Lord is saying, let's continue on. And with that access we have with the Lord, let us continue to hold fast in our fellowship and not neglecting meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Come and let's rejoice and thank God for that same grace that is bestowed upon us so that we can have access to God and say, Lord, thank you that we are your people. Let's sing that song again this morning.
Lord, we declare that every chain is broke. And every disease is defeated. Oh Lord, we look to your grace. It is finished. Forever the victory.
Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray right now and thank the Lord. Father God, thank you for the opportunity once again to not to neglect our relationship with you. No amount of pain or persecution can separate us from the love of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this grace, grace that transforms everything. And Lord, today, grateful, Lord, of that access, grateful that we are accepted, grateful that we are loved, and grateful that you've called us to do missions and advance your kingdom. Let me pray for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.